Lesson 38. I Will Remember Jesus Christ During the Sacrament. From Primary 2 Manual. Choose the right A. Purpose. To inspire each child to remember Jesus Christ during the sacrament. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 20, and Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 75 through 79. See also Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapter 23. 2. Prepare to help the children sing one or two songs about Jesus Christ, such as, I Think When I Read That Sweet Story, Children's Songbook, page 56, and Jesus Said Love Everyone, Children's Songbook, page 61. The words to these songs and others about Jesus are included at the back of the manual. 3. Prepare to tell one of your favorite stories about Jesus Christ using a picture if one is available. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible and a Doctrine and Covenants. B. Sacrament trays for the bread and the water. C. Picture 2-29, Passing the Sacrament, item number 62021. Picture 2-54, The Last Supper, Gospel Art Picture Kit 225, item number 62174. Picture 2-59, The Christus. 5. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. Jesus Christ gave us the sacrament. Attention activity. Show the children the sacrament trays. What are these used for? Let the children tell what they know about the sacrament trays and about the sacrament. Tell them that today's lesson is about the sacrament. Scripture story and discussion. Display picture 2-54, The Last Supper. If the children recognize it, ask them to tell about what is happening in the picture. If they do not recognize the picture, tell them that this is a picture of Jesus Christ and his apostles. Ask the children to point out Jesus. Tell the story of the Last Supper, as found in Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 20. Explain that Jesus Christ and his apostles were celebrating a special Jewish holy day called the Feast of the Passover. Jesus knew that this feast would be the last meal he ate with the apostles. Tell the children that we often refer to this meal as the Last Supper. Explain that Jesus loved his apostles. He chose these men to lead the members of his church after he was gone. He had taught them many things and wanted them to remember him and his teachings. Why was it important for the apostles to remember Jesus? What did Jesus give the apostles to help them remember him? Read aloud Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Point out that this scripture tells us that the Savior broke some bread into small pieces, blessed it, and gave it to the apostles to eat. He told them that the bread was to remind them of his body and that they were to remember him when they ate it. Tell the children that after each apostle had eaten a piece of bread, Jesus blessed a drink made from grapes and gave it to the apostles. He told them that the drink was to remind them of his blood. When they drank it, they should remember that Jesus died so they could live with Heavenly Father again after they died. Explain that Jesus knew that if the apostles would remember him and his teachings, it would help them choose the right. What do we call the bread and drink that Jesus gave to his apostles at the Last Supper? The sacrament. Why did Jesus give the sacrament to the apostles? We take the sacrament to remember Jesus Christ. Discussion. Show picture 2-29, Passing the Sacrament, and remind the children that we take the sacrament just as Jesus' apostles did. You may want to explain that we use water instead of the drink Jesus gave his apostles. When do we take the sacrament? point out that the meeting when we take the sacrament is called sacrament meeting, because the sacrament is the most important part of that meeting. Why do we take the sacrament? How can the sacrament help us remember to choose the right? Scripture. Remind the children that before the sacrament is passed, special prayers are said. The prayers tell Heavenly Father some things we promise to do. Ask the children to listen carefully while you read the prayer that is said over the bread, so they can discover two promises we make to Heavenly Father when we take the sacrament. Read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77, emphasizing the phrases, "that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee," and "always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them." Tell the children that "witness unto thee" means we are making a promise to Heavenly Father. What two things do we promise to do? Explain that each time we take the sacrament, we are promising to remember Jesus and keep his commandments. We can think of Jesus Christ's love for us during the sacrament. Teacher presentation. Show picture 2-59, the Christus. Explain that the picture shows a statue of Jesus Christ. In the background is a painting of some of the planets and stars. Let the children talk about the picture for a few moments. Explain that during the sacrament, we should think about the Savior and his love for us. We can remember pictures of Jesus we have seen, such as the one just shown. And we can also think about stories of Jesus. Story. Tell one of your favorite stories about Jesus, using a picture if one is available. Explain how the story shows Jesus' love for people. Child participation. Have each child tell a story about Jesus Christ, or tell something he or she remembers about Jesus. As the children talk, emphasize how Jesus' love for us is shown in the stories and the things the children remember about Jesus. Compliment the children for remembering stories about Jesus. Tell them that there are many stories we can think about during the sacrament. When we think during the sacrament about Jesus and how much he loves us, we will be remembering him. Song. Explain that we also know many songs about Jesus Christ. Although we don't sing aloud while the sacrament is being passed, we can think of the words to the songs to help us remember Jesus. Sing with the children one or two familiar songs about Jesus, such as, "I Think When I Read That Sweet Story," and "Jesus Said Love Everyone." Reverence during the sacrament will help us remember Jesus Christ. Discussion. Explain that when we are reverent during the sacrament, it is easier to think about Jesus. How can we be reverent during the sacrament? Make sure the following ideas are mentioned. Listen to the sacrament prayers and say Amen at the end. Don't bother our parents or other people. They need to think about Jesus too. Put away pencils, books, or other items before the sacrament. Be quiet and stay in our seats. Think about Jesus by remembering stories and songs about him, his love for us, and the things he taught. Take the piece of bread and cup of water nearest to us. Put the sacrament cups back without playing with them. Activity. Ask the children to pretend they are sitting in sacrament meeting and it is time for the sacrament. Ask them to show the answers to the following questions without talking. What can you do with your mouth to show you are thinking about Jesus? What can you do with your head to show you are reverent? What can you do with your arms and hands to show you are thinking about Jesus? What can you do with your feet to show you are reverent? Have the children sit quietly for a minute or so and think about Jesus Christ, just as they should while the sacrament is being passed. Then have them share what they were thinking about Jesus. Summary. Activity. Ask the children to listen carefully as you read some statements about things they could do or think about during the sacrament. Tell the children that if the statement describes something they should do or think about during the sacrament, they should stand up. If the statement describes something they should not do or think about during the sacrament, they should sit down. Use the following statements or create some of your own. Remember that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love us. Think about going out to play. Think about Jesus making sick people well. Whisper and talk to your neighbor. Wiggle in your seat. Think about the sacrament song or another song about Jesus. Say a prayer to Heavenly Father. Draw pictures or play with a toy. Remember stories about Jesus. Testimony. Bear your testimony of Jesus Christ. Tell the children how you feel about being able to take the sacrament. Encourage the children to remember Jesus Christ and be reverent during the sacrament. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for the children in your class. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see Class Time in Helps for the Teacher. 1. Sing or say the words to Think About Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 71. It shouldn't be hard to sit very still and think about Jesus, His cross on the hill, and all that He suffered and did for me. It shouldn't be hard to sit quietly. It shouldn't be hard, even though I am small, to think about Jesus. Not hard at all. I think of the miles He walked in the dust, and children He helped to love and to trust. It shouldn't be hard to sit tall in my seat, to listen politely, to quiet my feet. It shouldn't be hard, even though I am small, to think about Jesus. Not hard at all. 2. With the approval of your primary president, ask the bishop or branch president to arrange for a priest or deacon to visit the class and briefly explain his duties regarding the sacrament. 3. Make a copy of the picture of children sitting reverently, found at the end of the lesson. Color it and cut it into 5 puzzle pieces. Print one of the following questions on the back of each piece. What is the most important thing we do at sacrament meeting? What does the priest do when it is time for the sacrament? What do the deacons do with the sacrament? How should we sit during the sacrament? What should we think about during the sacrament? Spread the puzzle pieces on the floor or table. Have a child select a puzzle piece. Ask the children the question on the back of the piece and help them answer it. When all the questions have been answered, help the children put the puzzle together. 4. Help the children say the following verse. The sacrament. I'll fold my arms, I'll bow my head, and quiet, quiet be. As the sacrament is blessed, I will remember thee. Devota M. Peterson. Repeat the verse a few times to help the children memorize it. You may want to ask the following questions before repeating the verse. What do we fold? What do we bow? During the sacrament, are we supposed to be quiet or noisy? Who should we think about during the sacrament? End of Lesson 38, I Will Remember Jesus Christ During the Sacrament. From Primary 2 Manual, choose the right, A.